The topic I'd love to talk with us about today is let's take a trip. And I have spent the whole, I would guess 4 hours or so before this time, just tuning into you, being with you, sort of feeling into how we want to spend this time. And I've been joyously taking a trip with you all this time. And so it is wonderful that I get to take a trip with you verbally and invite you into the trip. Actually, there is a subtopic for this. Let's take a trip, discovering the many cultures, unique languages, and infinite worlds of the life we live. But I figured that topic was a little too long, so I took Let's Take a Trip. So, have you ever taken a trip abroad to a foreign country, to a place and to people outside of your own personal and cultural comforts? Well, most of us have, I'm sure, and I imagine that each of us could tell some interesting stories that have accompanied those adventures. What we've probably found are, one, a culture quite different from our own, and two, a language that we may but maybe don't understand very well, and see a world filled with perspectives, orientations, mindsets fairly unfamiliar to us. I know that most of us have had those experiences, both in countries and cultures where we've known and spoken the language and in those where we've felt pretty lost and clueless because we weren't in the inner loop of their culture or language. When I've done that, what I discovered, and this may be the case for a lot of us, is that when I had at least a minimal knowledge of the language and familiarity with the culture of the people whom I was visiting, the experience was markedly more satisfying, more effective, more rich than those times when I was, well, on the outside looking in, simply because I didn't have the language or cultural access to the people. So today, I am really excited to talk with you about the culture and the language of the planet that, get ready for this, you've come to visit. That's right, I'm inviting myself to be your temporary amazing tour guide through this very strange land. This land called Earth, or called the human culture that you and I are visiting. And really, what I'd love to do is introduce you more fully to the language, or perhaps I should say the many languages that are spoken in the personal and collective self of this planet. And I'd like to walk us through the cultures that those languages express. Cultures that can enrich us or terrify us, can satisfy us or demoralize us, depending on the relationship that we have with them. So, are you ready? As you've heard other tour guides on your trips say, you'll just love this. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and leave the driving not just to me, but to you and me together. Let me share with you first, though, why I want to have this talk and share this perspective. And I must admit, I have gotten really excited as I've been preparing this. In fact, I just sat in the middle of our collective consciousness and got so charged about this. One, because I think I just internally, I feel so strongly about it anyway. But two, I feel like it just carries such possibilities for us. So why did I want to have this talk? So each of us can come into a deeper, more comfortable, more growth-oriented relationship with every facet of this planet, with all the dynamics and happenings of ourselves, of others, and of the life we live here. So we can learn to love each culture within ourselves, our bodies, the culture of our bodies, the culture of our emotions, the culture of our minds, our energies, etc., talk their language more fluently, and even become more dynamic masters of them. So, let's explore the many worlds that are available to us here in this three-dimensional experience. Now, what's true for many of us may be true for you also, and that is that we think there's one world here, Earth, or humanity, one world that we inhabit, and it's got one language, one style, one truth, one meaning and purpose, one method of living. Like, we ask the question, what is the meaning of life, which implies, gee, maybe there's only one. I know I thought that, actually, for a long time. And for me, it wasn't until I started exploring, for example, the world of the subconscious mind as a psychologist, then the world of energy as a healer, then the world of the universe, the vast universe, and our intimate connection with it as a spiritual experiencer, then the world of the unconscious or collective conscious as a unity-oriented being, then the earthy and elemental worlds of consciousness, in my own shamanic style, travels into the depths of our world, then the multiple dimensions that surround and accompany us here in this, in my quantum-oriented pursuits, and finally, the world of essence and light. All those worlds, all those cultures, all those languages, those styles of living. It wasn't until I did all that I really started to realize that sure enough, we live in a multicultural, multilinguistic world. In other words, we're offered here an array of languages, life speaking so many ways, a plethora of meaning-filled cultures or styles, so many possibilities for finding ourselves and our fulfillment through embracing every facet of life. It's really vast and amazing. So, where would you like to start? How about starting with the unified self that you are? And, well, okay, I am and we all are. What I mean is this. Each of us, you and I, each of us is a remarkable, unique, specially designed, non-duplicatable self. I'm sure that's a word. Unlike anyone else or anything else, nothing's like you. Nothing's like me. We exist as a special, self-contained culture. You're a culture, a self, a presence that holds ingredients that are just specifically created for you. And these ingredients in you are there for a reason. My sense is some of us are born with, let's say, a large dose of light in our makeup. And other people maybe have more of the energy of love. And of course, if you hold more light in your nature, you'll naturally be oriented to spiritual perceptions and experiences of life. And let's say you're more dominantly love-filled in your energy. In that case, you tend to see everything pretty much through the eyes of relationship and connectedness and intimacy. As another example, if you're more oriented toward power, that's just how you're made up. That is, if your nature's been given the gift of a lot of the energy of power, then you'll naturally look at life as an opportunity to achieve and accomplish. You may be an entrepreneur or find positions of authority or success. In contrast, if you're filled with, let's say, the wonder or the gift or the energy of creativity, then your life may more naturally lead you into opportunities of an artistic, poetic, musical, mystical tone. What am I getting at? In this magical world of Earth, this very world that we, for whatever reason, decided to visit, this world that we decided to come to learn its ways, to master its culture, and to leave our unique mark on, there are so many different facets, so many opportunities, and each one of us is specifically designed, created, put together, that is, given just the right energies and orientations to discover and interact with and learn and even master the many dynamics and styles that live here. Then, when we do that, our gifts can be dispensed and lovingly left behind as we go on, you'll love this, to the next tourist trip beyond Earth in our journey through the stars. So let's cruise the worlds. Let's get more specific. You know, what I did is I looked at all the possible worlds here, and I chose three of them for us to walk through. I've actually given other talks where I've really helped us take a cruise through other of those worlds, and I kind of skipped those a little bit here today. And I'd like to invite you to enter with me first of these three worlds, first into the world of what I want to call the many dimensions. That branch of quantum physics that's come to be called string theory has pretty well postulated that we live in many dimensions all at the same time. Not just the three-dimensional world of experience, but the fourth, fifth, and so on, up to and including all of them, however many there may be. Let's break that down just a little bit. Certainly, we know that as human beings, we've accepted the collective rule, quote-unquote, that there's a veil between us and the higher dimensions, that we can't see or know what's beyond that invisible veil. That seems to me to be a rule we've agreed upon. Well, the truth is that the only reason that veil is there is not because it's there, but because we've decided to pretend that it's there. In truth, we're not just human beings who have, quote, come here from somewhere else, unquote, and are waiting to go back when we die. Mm-mm. We're already and concurrently living in that place from which we've come. That place, that source, that set of roots from the far dimensions lives here side by side with this earthly world of the three-dimensional world. What does that mean? Now, to me, this means a huge amount. Well, first and foremost, I think it means that your source, quote-unquote, or creator or God, is right beside you right now, or near you, or in you, or as you, or maybe is you, rather than being on the other side of some pretense called veil. Second, it means that you and I have access to all the gifts and all the qualities of those bigger dimensions. For example, all the light that lives and expresses dynamically in the fourth dimension is available to you and me. We can call on it. We can become a rich, it can become a rich and empowering part of our three-dimensional life. You know, it was Albert Einstein who, as a pioneer of the new physics, radically described light. He was the first one to describe it as curved and as a force that acts in a four-dimensional way in our world rather than according to the supposed laws of the three-dimensional world. The first one who ever said, you know, we have access to something that works in a way beyond what we think is three-dimensional. In other words, the fourth dimension and all the possibilities that light gives us is here and is an intimate part of us for our use. And then let's go beyond that. Beyond the fourth dimension, there lie many other dimensions, and we sense them intuitively. For example, when we talk about angels and guides and saints and heaven and God or spiritual hierarchies of many sort, they too are available to us. Not only on a daily basis, but in ways that we can know and sense and experience directly and feel a part of. You know, if I can tell a story, and I apologize to you, Donna, because I have not asked your permission to do this, but when we were recently on our trip to South Africa, we took four different safaris, photographic safaris, and we were on the fourth one, and had seen just about every animal possible. It was a wonderful experience. And we had about a half hour to go before the end of the fourth and last safari. And Donna, realizing that we had not seen a lion, that was the one animal we had not seen, she said to her angel, and she's got a beautiful, clear, intimate relationship with her angels. She said, you know, Angel, I don't ask for hardly anything, but all the people in this Jeep would sure love to see a lion. If it wouldn't be too much trouble, I would just love that. So it wasn't, you know where this is going, it wasn't 3 minutes later that we turned a little corner on this road in our Jeep, and what was sitting right there but this gorgeous, beautiful lioness, sitting like a sphinx right by the side of the road, looking at us, and had obviously plopped herself right there by some call, simply because it was a response from that other dimensional space. Well, there are so many dimensions beyond those, ones that our minds have no tangible grasp or construct about, dimensions of essence and being, dimensions of non-linear, non-active activity, of unity and its indescribable powers of creation. They're all right here, under our very noses, in our innate makeup, just waiting to be discovered and felt, or invited and used, or celebrated and brought into fullness. So I wanted to just express a few words about these many dimensions and how they're here. You and I are living every dimension, and we have the opportunity, even now, together, to decide that that veil, or that perceived or pretended veil, is only there as much as we want it to be there. That we can open to a world beyond, to dimensions, to many worlds beyond that. And we can become, as we let go of that sense of veil, we can become so aware of, so in tune with, so responsive to, so blessed by, bring into our awareness the many, many dimensions of life and all of the gifts that are there for us. So, ready to take a visit, a trip to a second world? Let's go to the other extreme. Let's visit the earthy world, the elemental world, and let's see if we can uncover even more amazing cultures and languages there. We all know that our bodies are made up of space and light, right? We've got that down. Quantum physics tells us 99%+ of our bodies are space and light. And we equally know that we've collectively created a perception of that light as matter, as earth, substance, mass. Our experience of our bodies reflects this perception. After all, there aren't many of us who are walking through walls these days or walking on water, though I must admit I've suspected some of you of that, or otherwise, let's say, move consciously into invisibility and then back. At least we've not done that in our perception or conscious awareness. My sense, and may I say knowing, is that we do it all the time. We just don't let ourselves see it. In other words, we've come into this human plane to have a full-blooded experience of earth, of substance, of matter, of energy. Whether those words even exist or have meaning and activity in higher dimensions or not, we're here to explore in this world the special language, energy, activity that moves in our bodies, that exude from our Mother Earth, that express from the Earth's special elements, earth, air, fire, water. So let's take that journey together. Let's start in that most mysterious place of all, our human bodies, your body, my body, our body, the body. Go with me here. What would happen if you perceived your body as your spiritual light, speaking to you as light, but in the form of seeming matter? How would you interpret your body's feelings, emotions, vibrations, symptoms, or illnesses if you knew your body was speaking the truth of your lighted self, or God self, in the veiled form of what we call body language? How would you relate to your body if you knew its divine nature, its loving devotion, its intimate commitment to you, no matter what the energy-filled or matter-heavy or symptom-dominated language it chooses to speak? What if your body took on a different form? This is a good one. For example, what if your body took on the form of light, or the form of a wise sage, or that of an all-loving mother, and you just looked at your body and all of a sudden it was in that form? And what if that form talked lovingly, intimately, devotedly to you about how those symptoms, those energies, those feelings that are in your body are serving you, or expressing you, or celebrating you? How would you feel about this thing called your body if it were a vital, all-knowing expressor of the very God or source to whom you are devoted? Or if that source appeared to you one day and said, from this day forward, I appoint your body as my voice. So listen carefully, respectfully, genuinely, intimately to that body as it speaks my deeper truth to you. Well, here's what I'm getting at, as if you hadn't already gotten that. The physical world, whether we're perceiving it as the planet on which we walk, the four or more elements that perhaps are the arms and hands of this planet, or that intimate form of matter called our bodies. This planet, this physical world, speaks a strange language, a veiled language, but the very language of love, of light, and of source. If we could or would but learn that language, like you're doing right now as you're listening within with these words in the background. More important, if we could or would learn how to translate that language, feel that language, interpret its signals, see beyond its seeming bluntness, we would gradually come into a loving relationship with our precious bodies and feel a special unity with them, and gradually experience their ultra-dimensional nature. In short, we would be at peace with this funny, ridiculous, wonderful thing called body, called the physical world. We could see the divinity of it all. Ready for one final culture? Let's look at another one. I called it the culture of self with a capital S. It's probably not the best title, but go with me. For the sake of our limited time together, let's skip over some of the other worlds. The world of energy, for example, with its myriad movements and forces and dynamic richness. Let's also skip over talking about the mind, that magnificent instrument of thought and creativity that houses, if you will, the symbolic language of the right brain, the logical language of the left brain, the meaning-filled language of the subconscious mind, and the collective and myth-filled language of the unconscious mind. Yes, these inner worlds of energy and mind are very rich, but no matter how rich and no matter how important it could be to spend time exploring their creative and love-filled ways, let's spend a few minutes looking elsewhere at the culture and language of a special and often overlooked self, the you of this moment. The you of this moment, and above all, please, in this moment, let go of my words and really be with the mystery and the magic, the wonder and the beauty of the you of this moment. And my words guide us this way. Let's go to that truth that beyond the concept of time and space, there's only one thing that we all have and share, and that's the current moment. There's a state of consciousness within where there's no past, no future, where past and future are all subsumed into the present. If you will, come, visit that present moment with me in the ever-present now. Transcend time with me now, at least as much as you can or as much as you feel like you want to. Enter the field, the force field, the unified field, the field of possibilities, if you will, where only the now lives, and where in the unending now you are. The now can't be described. You can't be described, really. But the now lives within your consciousness, within yourself, waiting and ready to come to the fore of your awareness at any time. And now is that time. I don't want to attempt to describe that inner and outer world of you as the now. Instead, I just want to simply invite us into it. Why? Because the now can quite beautifully speak for itself, as it always has, as it always does in us, though usually more mystically and silently. And my desire today, in inviting the now onto the front burner of our awareness, is to allow us to sample its real message, hear its deeper truth, in the inner mystical language, rather than hearing it as we historically do through the lenses of time's past, present, and future modality. So, if you will, listen within to the essence of yourself as that central you speaks in the language of the now. I'm going to put my sense of that message into words. But what you'll be hearing internally might be a little different from my version, so by all means, please attune to your own experience more than mine. Ready? Here we go. This is a version of the message of the inner now. I am. That's all there is. That's all you need to know. I am. You are. It's the only real truth. Stand in that truth, the truth of your is-ness. Simply be now. Sit in the middle of this knowing, the knowing that you simply are, and that you need nothing else. In this place of knowing, wherein I invite you only to be, and not to relate to anything else, I will create everything that you need. From this seemingly vacant space of inner being, I am, and I am you, fully, in a way that you can now know, experience, and depend upon. As the real you, and as the all-dimensional you, I am the Alpha and Omega of your life, the one and only important reality of your experience, the central and essential self of you, and the very presence that brings together every dimension into you, unitedly now, and all life into this miraculous moment. This is the moment of truth, of now, of you. Let's sit in that space just a moment longer. Here you are, a phenomenal presence, here in this three-dimensional world, capable of exploring and mastering all the cultures, all the languages of this plane, capable of bringing all the multiple dimensions of life into a harmonious and balanced inner experience, and capable now of experiencing all of the above in a united way, in a unified field of experience called the now. I am, you are, the now is, and from that space of being, everything has its meaning, its nature, its fulfillment. Over the next moment, I'm going to shift the tone just a little bit, move us to a conclusion, and then invite a shift in our focus. My joy, and it has been such a joy in taking this journey with you today, is that, frankly, we could do it together. We could experience life's many languages with one another and literally support each other in navigating the waters of this mysterious planet, and most of all, help one another open magically to the blessings of every facet, every culture, every language of life, mostly the blessing of being lifted into the ways that our many-dimensioned self, in the form of the now, can create what we need, not from the illusion of a veiled human self asking for help, but from the bigger truth of our amazing, mystery-filled, wondrous nature. So as we conclude our talk today, I'd like to ask, or maybe suggest, that you take this journey yourself, as often as you would like, every day, once a week, once a month, whatever feels right to you, and in it, find the cultures and the languages of this dimension of the many dimensions that speak to you. Open to the miracle that awaits you in this discovery filled journey. Invite yourself to find how all life in all of its multiple dimensions and dynamic expressions can and will come together and speak quietly yet so powerfully to you in the unified now of the unique self that you are. As we Get ready to shift our focus now. Ask yourself, lastly, anew, once again, who you are here on Earth. Who are you here on this Earth? See what kind of answer peeks out now from under the covers of your consciousness. Notice what perspective like demonstrates itself to you from the unified now of your nature. And if it feels right, just begin to revel. Revel in the awesome wonder of the privilege that you and I have to make this journey of discovery here, based in, centered in, moving from this three-dimensional space out into every dimension, deeper into the three-dimensional world, looking everywhere, listening everywhere, wondering everywhere, being everywhere, and just taking in what that wise being that you happen to be calls you to take in, so that you, as it just naturally unifies in the core and the being of who you are, can just hear it all in the now. And from that space of now, experience the wonder of life, the wonder of you, the wonder. Thank you very, very much. It occurs to me that the way you're saying it reminds me of sort of like the 1-2 punch, the number 2 punch, which is just really opening and embracing all the worlds beyond the veils and everything that's here. Really depends on the number 1 punch, which is letting go of all those beliefs and belief systems and stories, and if not letting go, just getting unattached enough to them, so that they don't become the major influencers to keep us from the bigger, fuller truth of what is.